I think there probably isn't enough talent for two leagues right now.
Okay.
And I think that having two leagues makes it more difficult for us to get involved. If there were no leagues, we'd probably start one under the NHL umbrella. And I've told both leagues that, but I have no interest in competing with the existing leagues. I think that would be counterproductive. And if they can make it work, then, all power to them. But I think, women's hockey needs to get stronger, particularly if there's going to be a meaningful pro league, and fragmentation doesn't help in that pursuit. But there are two leagues. They have investors. They have people running them. They have terrific women players, and they're going to have to sort this out. We're supportive in a variety of levels, whether or not it was letting the two leagues square off against each other at one of our outdoor games. It's whether or not we provide some modest financial assistance. But again, I think it would be better for women's hockey if it were centralized and unified. But I'm not going to push that. At some point, if the two leagues are interested in coming under the umbrella together and letting us do it, because I don't want to take ownership over it unless I can take ownership over it. And I
Yeah.
don't mean that from an economic standpoint. I mean that from a control standpoint and building it. But I wish both leagues success. We talk to them regularly, and maybe their model will work.
And they know where you stand,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
Cassie Campbell Pascal joins us right now. I do want to get to some Flames talk and some NHL talk, but when I heard that, I was intrigued. But then I talked to you a little while later, and you were somewhat intrigued. What do you make of the comments by the commissioner last week?
Well, I guess I was intrigued because he finally spoke publicly, and for me that was fantastic. I was like, thank you. And there's been lots of meetings between the two leagues and many meetings that I have attended, and to me it's a no-brainer. I mean, both commissioners know exactly what needs to happen, and the fact that it's been what, almost 3 or 4 years now since the initial conversation started, and nothing's happened, you have to point the finger at both commissioners. And it's a harder thing for me to do publicly. I've spoken to both of them. I've been in meetings with both of them, and enough is enough. Like, let's take women's hockey to the next level. Like, if I'm a commissioner, I hear Gary Bettman finally come public and say those comments. Like, what am I waiting for, and what am I doing? And for them not to be in a room every single day trying to figure out how this is supposed to happen, I don't get it. To me, they're both not doing their jobs. And I know all the issues behind the scenes, and I'm not going to point fingers at one league or another, but it's time the two commissioners wake up, get into a room for 24 hours, 7 days a week, whatever it takes, and make this one and figure out a way you can do it. And basically, in a way, not saying it publicly, but basically, Gary Bettman is saying, we want to be involved, and we are not going to be involved with two different leagues. They don't want to get involved with leagues who have investors and contracts and all those types of things. It just doesn't make sense for them business-wise, as he stated. And, now we're starting to see a few players. Hillary Knight has just signed with Montreal Les Canadiens. Megan Bozak and Alex Carpenter, three American players, big-time American players that are now coming back to play in the Canadian Women's Hockey League. And for those people who follow women's hockey and don't see that as a red flag, I don't know what you're going to ever see it. And so, again, I don't want to point fingers at one league or another, but the two commissioners, get into a room now, 24/7, figure this out. How do we become one league? Why did we ever become two leagues? It just makes no sense to me. And I'm so glad that finally Gary spoke publicly so that people recognize that, it's been 3, 4 years now and we still have two leagues, and yet both these commissioners have been told that that's not the way it's going to work.
Cass, and feel free to disagree with me, but I can't help but wonder. I mean, I know Gary well enough to know he doesn't accidentally say things. To me, I think he was looking for an opportunity to say that. And I can't help, and nobody in Canada wants to hear this, but with the American women winning and what a kind of a media blitz that they've had, and some of the, I think they were on Jimmy Fallon, and they've been on Ellen, and they've been, there seems to be this heightened visibility, I guess, in an Olympic year that seems to me you got to strike while the iron's hot, don't you?
Well, and honestly, it's a blessing in disguise. When the U.S. won in 98, it really pushed women's hockey on the map in the United States, and it really pushed our country to do things a little differently, and how do we get back on track and win? And then we win four in a row, and you know what? Women's hockey is, it's getting bigger in the U.S. and bigger in the U.S., but still, you know, it's not quite where other female sports were in the United States, like soccer in particular. And now they're winning, and, you know, God loves Scott Russell. I love it. We win, we get to talk to Scott Russell, or we used to get to talk to Ron McLean, who we both love.
Yep.
But the U.S. girls win, and they're on Ellen. They're on all these shows. I mean, it's just a whole nether echelon of publicity and promotion. And, you know, we've missed, what, I don't know, how many Olympic cycles have we been through? And, you know, you hear the talk about professional leagues, and you hear this, but then nothing kind of happens. And now we know that there is interest. Gary has basically come out and said there's interest. And we have two leagues, and one of them I am a governor of, and one of them I was the vice chair of the board at one time. But we have two leagues kind of standing in the way of what the process is long-term, what is best for women's hockey. And so, you know what? I am pointing the fingers at both commissioners, and I do know the issues that are carrying on behind the scenes, but you have the power to make a difference for women's hockey right now, and so why aren't you doing it? And I'm going to be on this. I am going to be on this like a hawk. I've already received an email from one of the commissioners about this issue, and I don't care anymore. I don't care what the roadblocks are anymore. Do what is best for the game, and it's about time both of them start to do that.
Time to make an omelet, Cassie. Got to break some
eggs.
You
know, you got to stir a little, you got to pluck a few feathers and stir things up a little bit. And I'm not afraid to do that anymore. I'm just tired of individuals who want to be the game, want to be the hero of the game, getting in the way of what we really want to accomplish as a group. And so I've become very vocal, and I've said things sort of quietly behind the scenes because I knew the NHL's position, but I didn't want to be the one to be their spokesperson. And then when Gary said these words, I mean, it is what it is. It's out there for everyone to see, and I'm glad he did it.